because you're retarded. this is Apathy Boo Part 4.
Apathy Boo Part, no, is it 3?
No, it's 4. No, that was Part 3. What? This is Part 4.
You just named it Apathy Bordeaux.
Bordeaux? No, okay. Part 3.
Okay, I believe it. You're holding the thing.
Either way. The lack of... As a non-Christian, when it comes to Christmas, it is about presents and food and, you know, that underlying guilt-filled message that it's supposed to be about family and Christ. Everything, both the religious side and the consumerist side, just feels so disingenuous. Everything just feels so fake and forced.
You hit it on the head there. It's supposed to be about family. It's supposed to be this. I feel with Christmas, it's a tradition where people feel they have to act a certain way.
Mm.
Like, you know, for instance, my mum... She didn't insist, but she kind of guilt-trips me into coming down to spend a time with her.
Yeah.
And I, you know, for me to kind of explain to her, look, I'd be quite happy just to be at home and chill and you know, watch some DVDs and chill out. But it's kind of unheard of. Well, you're not meant to do that. It's family. You have to spend the time with family, and you know, you kind of have to make such a big hoo-ha about it.
I wouldn't miss it.
No,
I wouldn't miss it if the 25th of December was exactly like any other day of the week. I wouldn't miss it.
Well, I don't know about you, but I feel like I should point out that I'm not being a Scrooge about this. I'm not being a misery Gus about this. You know, I'm generally a quite upbeat person, a quite happy person.
I agree.
It's the enforced jollity. And it's the enforced kind of... You know, you have to watch the extended editions of the soaps. I don't know how many people listen to this from around the world, but
well, they've got their if they're in the States, which they mostly are, they've got their 90210 and. Like what would have been, I don't know, what is a modern soap? They don't really have them anymore. The awful kind of Days of Our Lives and kind of thing.
Well, you'd have that like, special. Well, I suppose over there you'd have like sitcoms.
I was going to say The Young and the Restless.
Fucking old Dallas.
Oh my
right.
God, did I just show my age there? I could have said like Brideshead Revisited. Or Upstairs, Downstairs.
But yeah, it's just an excuse just to kind of, you know, you have to watch that. And if you're not watching it, I don't watch a lot of television. So my family do. So when I spend time with them, I have to kind of, I'm in their house. I have to respect the fact that they want to watch these hour-long shows of celebrity sits on the toilet and we film it. Whereas I'm quite happy just to kind of not do that and chill. And they feel that if they don't do that, they're not, it's like they're missing out on something.
Yeah.
You know, it's again...
Part 4 coming.